It is 9 o'clock on Friday morning now, the 14th of June, and that means it's once again time for Open Mic Radio. We're going to start things off in the right direction with one from our featured guest today. This is the Fried Crawdaddies.
Well, my cowboy's out of 10. Swear up and down again that Texas has to be the heaven land. Oh, but me, I'm not so sure up here in old Missouri. But if it's true, let's give them all land. And if this river ran into Texas, I'd be there buying all those cowboys a beer. But that's not the way. All we hope she stays afloat. A bunch of fools on our way to New Orleans. How we made it, I don't know. We just went with the flow, and I found another way to live, it seems. And if this river ran to Texas, I'd be there.
There we go. There's a little teaser. Something new from the Fried Crawdaddies. He's not quite ready yet, but you get an idea of what we're talking about here. I'm going to say hello to our guests in the studio this morning. By the way, it is Open Mic Radio, and I should say welcome to the program. Every week here on Open Mic Radio, we feature interviews with Missouri's finest musicians and feature live in-studio performances often, and a weekly rundown of musical events. My name is Mike Hagan. Glad to be with you this morning. And we've got, from right to left here, on my eyes at least, Tony Lotvin, Pete Skolka, John D'Agostino, and Alan Loshbaum. Is that correct? Did I say
yes.
That correct? All right, good. Anyway, a big chunk of the Fried Crawdaddies. We're missing a couple guys, but four is about as many as I can get in the studio here anyway. So anyway, appreciate you guys coming down this morning.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to get the drums in here, but you know, Jimmy had to work anyways.
Right. All right. Let's talk about what we just heard. You said that was a little teaser of something new, Pete?
Yeah, it's a song by Jerome Wheeler called River Cowboy.
All right.
Jerome used to play tunes like this with a group called the Catnip Mouse Band. And so we have several of his tunes that we do kind of in tribute to him.
Awesome. When was that song written? Like, when was Jerome writing that kind of material?
I would say he did that in probably the 80s.
All right.
You know, I mean, it was a long time ago. I don't know exactly when, because he wrote so many songs.
Yeah,
so many.
Yeah, I think the cheat sheet he gave me said 80s on it. So,
All right. Well,
but yeah, he's been a mentor to all of us, so that's why we like to continue playing his music.
Yeah, he was a heck of a writer, and like you say, prolific. He wrote so much stuff. Yeah, and just a legend here in mid-Missouri. You know, and I have to say that the four gentlemen in the studio with me today are sort of local legends as well. These guys have been at it for a long time, all kinds of experience with a whole bunch of different bands over a whole bunch of time, and I'm excited to have a chance to talk with you guys today. The are the Crawdaddies playing? I know you did the show. You guys tend to do the happy hour shows at Rose a lot on that first Friday. Is there anything else coming up tonight or this weekend? They're like, I don't know.
Well, this week we're playing a private party. Actually, I think it will be the first band to play at the new community park on Business Loop.
Huh. Where's that?
It's like across from the old Blue Note there off of close to Range Line on the north side. there's kind of an empty area between Griggs Flooring and the pawn shop there. And I think Boone Electric is the one who put a bunch of money up for that. So it's like a pop-up park, like a community park. They got games. They got a portable stage that can unfold. And so anyway, we're playing for a private event there on Saturday afternoon. And I think, you know...
As in tomorrow afternoon?
Tomorrow afternoon.
Oh, fantastic.
And
right.
After that, oh, gosh.
I think we're... The trio is supposed to be at Cooper's on Wednesday, but I'm not sure they're going to be cleaned up there by then. I hope they are, but the river's been harsh this year.
Yeah, I was just looking online. I usually kind of go through what's happening over the course of Friday and Saturday night, and Cooper's is definitely still closed. Cavish Katie's is still closed. I think the Roachport store is open, but you get too close to that river. It's crazy. I was driving down by Jeff City the other day. My kid had a baseball game down there. Holy smokes. I've been here almost 20 years. I guess I missed the 93 stuff that everybody talks about, but I've never seen it like this since I've been here.
It's a shock coming out of Columbia down over the hill, down the hill, and all of a sudden, you know, it's just water everywhere.
Yeah,
you know,
that's
everywhere.
Wild.
So, yeah, Roachport hasn't necessarily been closed down, but the trail has, so that's hurt them a lot.
Yeah, well,
we do have another full band gig coming up later on in the month, hopefully at Cooper's. Hopefully it'll be open for that.
All right.
And then... the day after the 4th of July, the 5th, there's going to be like an all-night happy hour for First Friday at Rose. And so we'll be playing that, of course.
Okay. All right, let's talk about new material. Obviously, you're recording some stuff. We just heard a little piece of one that's a Jerome Wheeler tune. Well, is it going to be a full-length record?
Yeah, I think so. We've got... 10 tunes are ready to go.
All right.
We just have to finish them up, add a few things here and there to kind of polish them up and get them ready to go.
When you guys record like this, I understand the one we heard was a Jerome Wheeler song. Are there original materials while on this record?
Yeah, most of them are songs by myself. And we're doing another cover of a friend of ours by name of Dale Sapp, a tune called Poor Man's Rain.
Hmm.
But I think the rest of them are Crawdaddy originals.
Awesome. What's the style primarily? Is it...
Oh, my. What kind of music do you play, John?
I would call it rootsy, bluesy, rocky, funky, country, whatever.
Well, I mean, you guys can do a whole bunch of different stuff. And, in fact, the earlier record, the one that was called... Love or Illusion, right? When was that released, by the way? A couple of years ago, or was it longer than that?
December of 17.
17. That's a great record. There's six songs on it, and but again, you go through a lot of different styles in those six songs. So, what's your background? Where are you guys from? Alan, where are you from originally?
I was born in the San Francisco Bay Area, went to junior high and high school in St. Louis and college here in Columbia, and just stuck and turned sort of local.
And you did you study music, or are you self-taught, or are you a musician primarily? Do you do other things as well? Or?
I worked as a senior video producer at KOMU-TV for 36 years, but I played in the jazz band through junior high school and 4 years at Mizzou. I didn't have music as a major, but I've done a lot of it.
Yeah, awesome. All right, John, you're from around here, I know that.
Well, yeah, I've been here long enough, this is home. I'm originally from St. Louis, born in Deaconess Hospital, and I think we were living on the hill at the time, good old Italian, play growth. But as a kid, bounced around, ended up back in St. Louis, went to high school there, and just played in rock and roll bands as a kid, junior high. I think bass guitar was my first instrument.
Awesome. Did you have music in the family?
Because
your whole family,
big
I know.
Big musical family, so yeah, it was a big push. Actually, my mom
made
sure.
But mom and dad as well?
Yeah, my dad was an entrepreneur in the early days in St. Louis in the 40s and stuff, running big bands and clubs in St. Louis. And when we got older, my mom saw to it that all of us took lessons to learn an instrument. Mine was trumpet, my brother's was trombone, the sisters played clarinets and flutes and guitar and piano, and it was a big musical family, so a lot of influence from just listening to all the music that my older sisters were laying on me, that was pretty cool, and that's what brought me up to Columbia, to play music,
right.
And I never left.
That's awesome. Pete, what about you? Where are you from?
I'm from Chicago originally.
Really?
I'm the only musician in my extended family. I came to Mizzou in the early 70s as a science major. And I have my undergrad degree in communication, TV, radio, and film production is from Mizzou. And I graduated in 91. And then I just graduated last December from Mizzou School of Music.
That's awesome. And you run a recording studio here in town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Where's your studio at?
It's just northeast of town.
And it's called?
Pete Skolka Productions.
That's right. All right. Lots of great music that's been produced there over the years, for sure. Yeah. Including some of your own. So, all right. Let's see. Tony, for the people who aren't familiar, Tony's been on the program before, but...
Grew up in Springfield, Missouri, and had classical flute training. And then as soon as I got out of high school, I packed my bag and left for here, for Columbia, to go to school. Graduated with a bachelor's in general studies. Actually, I was in the first group of 25 students when that program opened up, and I did a combination of music, psychology, and philosophy. Hmm. And then everything went downhill after that.
All right. Let me ask another question about songwriting. On the stuff that's original Crawdaddy's material, is it a collaboration, or does somebody kind of come up with an original idea and then people kind of throw in theirs along with it? Or how's it kind of work?
Most of the tunes are and lyrics I write. And then a lot of times I write on the guitar because that's what's handy. Mm-hmm. And then I bring it to the guys and say, here, and they create their parts and create the whole, which makes the magic, as they say. You mm-hmm. know. But but I'm the main writer.
Okay. All right. I'd like to hear another song. I'm going to play one, I think, from your record, Lover Illusion. And then maybe in a little bit, if you guys want, maybe we can play something live for us here. What do you think?
Yeah? It's sure. Possible.
Possible. All
what
right,
does it
we'll
pay?
See.
I'm just kidding.
Speaking of paying, we are having a pledge drive at KOPN this week. And if you are enjoying this program and you enjoy the other things that we bring you here on KOPN, I would suggest that you consider a donation to the station. We are community sponsored, listener supported, and volunteer operated for the most part. We have a few paid staff members here, but for the most part, we get things done with people who are donating their time and their effort, and not just people who are on the air, but there's a lot of people in the background. We've got engineers that have to do constant updates and upgrades and maintenance on sometimes very old machinery. The board that I'm looking at right now, Pete probably look at this and say, holy smokes, that's an ancient one. But we do a lot with a little here at KOPN, and we've been doing it for 46 years. And if you'd like to help us keep doing it, the number is 573-874-5676, and you can donate securely online. Haha, $5, I see that.
Yeah, we came prepared to make our own little donation. It's not a lot, but hey, it is pledge drive time, and we want to help.
Thank you very much. I appreciate that. We appreciate everything that we get and the thought behind it. So
yeah, we challenge all the musicians out there to cough up a little money, you know, for getting airplay from a wonderful station like KOPN.
Well, and I will say that over the course of the last year, these are some of the people who have been on this program. We had Andrew Ryan, a great artist from St. Louis last week. We had some Bluegrass Week for that, Among the Mountains. We've had Violence of the Violets. We had a loop artist named Foss, who also plays with the Barroom Billies. We had some of the high school kids, Eat My Head, Noah Earl's been here, the Daves, Tim Pilcher, Ina Cook, John Randall from the Hoot and Hollers, Blackwater. We've got the Fried Crawdaddies today. Loose has been here. Justin Hickerson, Dernley's been here. The Comancheros, Spankin' Rufus, and the guys from them from way back in the day. You know, we do our best to bring some of the coolest and most fun artists to this program, and I sure enjoy doing it. And if you guys enjoy hearing it, let us know. Call on down here, 573-874-5676. And once again, you can do that real easily online at kopn.org. All right, we're going to hear one here from the Cried Crawdaddies, the Fried Crawdaddies, from their record called Love or Illusion. And this is a song called Concepcion. Back in a few minutes. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio. We'll be right back.
Concepcion for a run at the Rio Grande. Mexico's the only place to go when things get out of hand. All I done wrong was to be myself, but in the States you can't live that way. I tried like hell, but I couldn't do well, and now they're coming to take me away. Up the floor in Nashville with a tourist from Delaware, who couldn't understand why a truck driving man wanna be alone with his beer. All I done wrong was to be myself, but in the States you can't live that way. I tried like hell, but I couldn't do well, and now they're coming. Take me away. Border when I make my move. Well, they done figured wrong, cause I leave them all on like a dry county boy running booth. All I done wrong was to be myself, but in the States you can't live that way. I tried like hell, but I couldn't do well, and now they're coming to take me away.
There you go. There's one called Concepcion from the Fried Crawdaddies. That's off a record called Love or Illusion that was released in 2017. And I've got a number of the gentlemen from the band here with me in the studio this morning. We've got Tony and Pete and John and Alan. And great stuff from that record. That's another Jerome Wheeler tune, you said.
That's right.
Fantastic. All right. Fried Crawdaddies will be playing tomorrow afternoon at the New Park down off the Business Loop. Where's that again, Tony?
It is actually like between Griggs Flooring and the pawn shop. There's an empty lot there that's been developed. The people that are beautifying, I guess, are trying to make the Business Loop a nicer place. They've built a pop-up park. We're playing for a private affair, but I guess we'll be the first band to play there, I think.
Fantastic. All right, I'm going to take a quick side note here because I've got someone on the line, and I'm not sure who it is, but we're going to say welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
This is Justin Hickerson. Justin. Mike Radio.
Good morning, Justin.
Hey, Justin. My main man, the troubadour drummer, the grass master himself, Justin Hickerson.
C'est moi. I've been trying to get a hold of Tony Lotson. I need to talk to you.
I'm here.
Does he owe you money?
Okay. David Dernley owes me $20, and I think he's avoiding me. I was wondering if he could talk to him for me.
I will. I'll take him aside tonight and
shake it out of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. I need to turn him upside down by his ankles.
I think Jesus owes him $20, so you could just transfer debts, I think.
Yeah, that'd probably work.
He'll pay you in Bitcoin.
Maybe you could, Jesus, do like $20 worth of mowing for you.
Yes, PayPal.
Hey, Justin, good to hear from you, buddy. What do you got going on today?
Today I am actually going to be cleaning out some flower beds and making them all primped and proper and looking nice.
All right, got any music coming up?
That's going to be my afternoon, and then this evening, they've got the All Night Happy Hour down at Rose, and I'll be playing drums with the Daves, and I think Lightning Hopkins. Willie Carlisle and Lightning.
Malcolm.
Oh, Lightning Malcolm. Yeah.
Lightning Malcolm.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Man, I was about to have to apologize on air.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah, that'll be fun.
Yeah, so that'll be cool. And then, what do we got? Next weekend, the Ridge Runners are playing on Friday night at Les Bourgeois Winery down at the A-Frame. So okay. That'll be fun. The A-Frame is not underwater.
That's good to know. The winery's got that's a great little concert series that they started. I think they started doing it last year, but they're keeping it going this year. So,
mm-hmm. All right, I think they've been trying to get some wheels turning out there for a couple years, but it seems to be taking pretty well right now.
All right. Well, I got the guys from the Crawdaddies here, and we're having a good time. You got anything to say to them?
Yeah, it sounds really good. I like the songs. I've seen you guys play plenty of times, but here on the radio show is the first time I've heard any recorded material. So, hoo-ah! I'm dancing in my truck.
All right.
All right, Justin, I'll try to catch up with you later tonight, okay? Have a great show.
Yeah, we'll see you tonight, buddy.
Yeah, dude. Rock on. See ya.
All right, cheers. Take care of yourself. All right, that was Justin Hickerson. He's a local drummer. He's also a singer-songwriter, and he'll actually be here on the program with me next week, the 21st of June. He'll be here with his guitar and playing some songs and singing some stuff, and you'll see a side of Justin that you don't normally see. He's normally banging on the drum kit back there. So, all right, back to the guys in the studio here. When is that new material you think going to be ready to share with the public here, gentlemen? This is the $60,000 question, right?
About a month ago.
All right, so just get in your little time travel machine and you can go grab a copy of that one. So, all right, honestly, though. Yeah, okay, a month ago.
That's a good question. It's a really good question.
We're sticking with that, yeah.
All right, sounds good. All right, let's see. What else here? Other projects. Tony, I know you're involved with the Daves.
Yeah.
Do you have anything else other than your project with the Crawdaddies and the Daves?
That's most of it.
I know you're a family man, too. You got plenty going on, so.
Yeah. I'm blank, man. We've been working on our house, and my brain is gone.
All right, I'm going to skip to Pete then. What do you got going on other than this?
A lot of stuff. I mean, I freelance with a couple other bands. I play with a group called Primitive Soul, and I play with a group called Lenny Spy. I play piano with the Columbia Jazz Orchestra.
Primitive Soul did the show at the Hickman Athletic fundraiser that I was at, and that was awesome. I was there the whole night, and that was a great set of music.
Yeah, it's a fun rockin' band.
Yeah, for sure. All right.
Pete will also be with the playing in the Big Babe Martin tribute the end of the month.
Yeah,
I used to play keyboards with Chump Change.
Yeah.
Before Babe passed away.
Fantastic band. And another just legendary band around here. They were here for years and years and just excellent blues. Incredible. All right. Let's see. Let's talk a little bit about the Columbia, Missouri music scene in general. What do you make of it? My gosh, you see it from all kinds of different sides, Pete. You see it from the studio side, from the performance side. What do you think of our local gang here?
Well, Columbia is unique in central Missouri. Columbia is an enclave for original music. It's always been you know, very vibrant and very stubbornly individualistic. And, you know, people here are kind of different than the situation outside of Columbia, where there are a lot of great bands who are playing cover music and, you know, classic music. Here in Columbia, people are really devoted to developing and recording and performing their own original work.
Material.
Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Now, I'm super impressed. Every time I go out, really, I'm never surprised to see somebody new, and always happy to see the folks that have been around for a while. I mean, there have been some great talent that's developed over the last 15 years or so. I'm thinking back from the early 2000s or whatever, and then and what some of those bands and individuals have done since then. I'm thinking about the Hootenhollers in particular right now, because I had a note from John Randall this morning just saying hi, and we were reminiscing about the Blue Fugue days back in, you know, 2004, 2005, and a lot of those guys cut their teeth back then and were just young men and women coming out of St. Louis or whatever, and now they're making a way for themselves out there, touring in Europe and playing to big crowds and really, really honing their craft, you know? And they're not alone. There are a whole bunch of incredibly talented people around here. Yeah.
It's always been that way. I mean, I've been here on and off since 74.
Is that really the way it just seems like it's always been like that.
It's always been this way.
Huh. Amazing.
It has. It definitely has. You know, we talk about the Blue Fugue.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of it before?
Music Cafe.
Music Cafe. Before so that, Bobby was running it. Yeah.
When it was a Music Cafe, Pete and I and John later on, we were in a band called The Dynamics, which was a big nine-piece band. We did a lot of R&B and rock, and had four-piece horn section. We played every Tuesday night at the Music Cafe for 3 years.
Huh. Yeah, that was a great venue. That was a neat place, too. They actually sold music there, too. Remember, you could buy a CD and, you know, and then it'd be live show that night or whatever. That was a cool place. So.
I think the biggest change I've seen is, in the last 5 years especially, is the huge influx of female musicians.
I was just going to say, a lot more girls in the scene.
And I think that's extremely healthy. And not just... all women bands, or not just like the Jane Doe Review show, but women actually in bands as drummers and guitar players,
right,
and bass players,
right,
and singers and so forth. And it's really healthy, really, really healthy.
I think that's a good time to mention what's happening at the Blue Note tonight. The Jane Doe Review Female Rock Orchestra is actually happening tonight. That's a benefit.
That's tomorrow night.
I'm sorry, it's Saturday night. Yeah, tonight, I guess the Blue Note is dark tonight, but tomorrow night the Jane Doe Review and a lot of the young ladies from around town that you're familiar with. In fact, we've got Violet and the Undercurrent, certainly always involved. Ina Cook's going to be there, Audra Sergal, Molly Healy, I'm not sure who else, but a lot of really talented young ladies that are going to be performing at the Jane Doe Review. That's been going on for quite some time now. It's been a few years, I think, and they do it here. They also do it in Kansas City sometimes, and just a really fine group of female musicians performing a whole bunch of cool songs, and they do a whole bunch of different things. And they'll probably be, I think there were some like 30 women the last time they did it.
Like 50, more than over 50 involved with the production.
Okay,
year.
So a whole bunch of ladies that are doing it. So check that out tomorrow. That's a 7:30 door, 8 o'clock show at the Blue Note, the Jane Doe Review. Always a great show, and they always do very good benefit work as well. On Sunday, speaking of girls, we've got the young ladies, the Burney Sisters, who will be opening for a band named Larkin Poe. I'm not familiar. Are you familiar, Pete? Who's Larkin Poe? No? Anybody else? No.
I've heard you guys play them here, and I like their work, but I don't know anybody in the band.
They're really up and coming. They're I don't know if they're sisters or not.
Okay.
But there's two women that lead, and they play guitar. One of them plays fantastic slide, like, you know, around her neck.
Uh-huh.
Flat
dobro,
yeah,
dobro style,
yeah.
And they have a full band with them, and they kick ass.
That's
really
awesome.
Do. Huh? Really good.
Awesome. All right, let's see. Tonight at Rose, Big Bam finale. That's the thing that that Justin was talking about.
Yeah. Like the all-night happy hour.
Starting at 5?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess it says 5 o'clock at Rose Park. And you've got Willie Carlisle, the Daves will be playing, Lightning Malcolm. And that's a free show starting at 5 tonight at Rose. That'll be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Tomorrow at Rose, you've got the Clear 99 Country Cookout featuring Everett, along with Jared Turner and Plain and Simple. Might as well continue here just for a minute. Tonight, oh gosh, speaking of female artists, about my favorite around town is Rae Fitzgerald. I think she's just absolutely amazing. But she's going to be opening the show tonight at Cafe Berlin. There is an album release party for a band named Dream Squeeze, who I'm not particularly familiar with. But anyway, Rae is going to be opening the show along with Saint Gnome. Barry and the gang will be playing down there. So that'll be a lot of fun at Berlin tonight. And also, tomorrow night, you've got Tell 'em Tapes. That's the guys from Hit Records, Kyle Cook, and his partners that actually have a little record production thing, but it's all cassette tapes. Yeah, everything's produced on cassette. And they call them Tell 'em Tapes. Anyway, Dank Fizzer is one of their artists, and he'll be having an album release party tomorrow night at the Cafe Berlin. Roachport Store, it looks like... tonight is Decadent Nation at the Roachport Store. And you'll probably be able to get in there. I think the water's not there. But if you plan on going to Cooper's or Catfish Katie's, anything like that, you're going to have to put that a little bit further down the line because both those places are going to be closed this weekend. All right, that's about all that's going around town that I can tell. Diana Moxon at 10 o'clock will give you a further review. She does a great job of sort of a weekly rundown of the arts and music here in Columbia, and she does a great show as well. So speaking of the arts at 10 o'clock, about 25 minutes from now. All right, back to our guests in the studio, the Fried Crawdaddies. So typically the band is 6 members, that's correct?
Yes.
Yes.
And we're missing the drummer, who is?
Jimmy Joe Culbertson is drums, and Sean Hennessy, who isn't here, is our other guitar player.
Right. What's the makeup typically of the band? You've got how many people? You got Pete playing guitar, Tony on the sax, Alan
bass,
playing bass, that's right, and John playing keys and singing for the most part, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. And new music from them coming out sometime. We're not sure exactly when. Other projects for you, Alan? You got anything else going on?
I play with Shay and Silver Streak and Big House, and coming up towards the end of the month, our good friend Mike Cochran is coming up from Springfield, and we'll be doing a show with him down at Cooper's towards the end of the month.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Actually, Pete and I will be in the show also with Michael.
Awesome.
Oh, and I'm an honorary Dave tonight, so I'll be playing with the Daves over at Rose.
All right. That's a lot of fun. Sitting in with those guys has got to be fun. They always do it up.
What time?
Daves are
7 to 8:30.
All right, I've got to take one more phone call here because I was expecting a call at about 9:30, and I will say, welcome to Open Mic Radio. Who's this?
This is your fan, Sutu Forte.
Oh, hi, Sutu. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I think it's a wonderful show you're having today, Mike. Your guests are fabulous.
Yeah, they do a great job. I appreciate you calling.
I'd like to invite Columbia to my home tomorrow at 12:30. We're going to have a big presentation honoring, of course, wild nature and our newly acquired wilderness sanctuary at the end of Bluffdale.
All right. Well, can tell people a little bit more about it. When and where?
Well, my home is 627 Bluffdale, which is just off of Old 63. My phone number is 573-449-2950. And
you got a lot of courage, Sutu.
Pardon me?
Yeah, I said you got a lot of courage giving out your address and phone number over this program.
Well, I mean, Columbia is about community and love and sharing and nature. We have beautiful nature that we need, I think, to appreciate on a deeper level. And we're going to do that through music. Some of the lineup we have starting at 1 o'clock inside here on a beautifully tuned piano. will be original music by Forte and Rowe. We will have Rocket Kirchner give an hour concert to inspire and motivate people to get into the wild. We have our own Bill Clark, who will be talking about his escapades throughout Missouri, and Dan Neischwanger, who is an authority, becoming an authority on Leave No Trace when you camp or when you go into the wilderness, to do it very, very respectfully. And we also have here from Roachport Tricia Dietrich, who is an art teacher. She teaches inspired painting, and that will be going on all day to make prayer flags and pictures. So at 6 o'clock, we will have a promenade down to the sanctuary and hang our prayer flags.
All right. All right. When does that start?
Well, tomorrow, people can come at 12:30. It is a potluck, so if you can bring a snack or drink to share, that'd be fantastic. Make sure to bring your folding chair. 12:30, meet at my home here. Show starts at 1 o'clock. We break at 3 and go back, down into my backyard, if the weather permits. I'll have my piano and equipment set up down there for more performance, and I really want to encourage audience participation. Come and tell your most wonderful memory of nature, a story about your relationship with nature.
All right. Well, I encourage people to go down there and check it out. If they've got nothing going on, go down to Sutu's place, and you can enjoy the new sanctuary and some wonderful live music. I appreciate it, too.
Mike, thank you so much. You're terrific, and this live music thing it's got to catch on for more radio programs and radio stations. And thank you for taking the time to set this up today for me.
You bet. No problem. You take care of yourself, all right?
All right. Happy weekend.
All right,
bye-bye.
Okay. Okay, party tomorrow at Sutu Forte's place to I guess, welcome the new sanctuary area that's back there behind Bluff Boulevard, right in the middle of Columbia. All right, back to our guests here in the studio. And I want to play some more music, you guys. Should we play another recorded piece?
Sure.
Maybe something off of
the new one?
The new one?
Yeah.
Huh?
Sure.
Yeah. Should I just randomly grab one?
Yeah. Sure, go ahead.
Okay, we're going to go...
Spin the wheel there, Mike.
Spin the wheel here, and I think we're going to go with track number 7, just because I like the number 7, and we'll see what it is. It's Mike. You're listening to Open Mic Radio on KOPN Columbia. This is the Fried Crawdaddies with some new material, and I'm not sure this is completed, so maybe there's still some final touches that need to be put on it, but just to set it up correctly. Great stuff, though, from the guys. The Fried Crawdaddies will be back in a few minutes.
Traveling across the country one winter's night, and I lost my way, slipped off on the ride. And all of a sudden, I was plowing through the weeds when the cobra came into my view. My car in the shop, and it's broke, and I'm broke, but I'll be back. Well, my sister and brother were bouncing around as they were rudely woken up, but it looks like we're stuck in the middle of nowhere, and all we say shucks. Adrian, Adrian, what did you do? I didn't mean to stop here, no, I was just passing through. Adrian, shop. It's a wreck, and I'm a wreck, but I'll be back.
All right. There's another one from the Fried Crawdaddies. You're getting a sneak peek at some new material here and fantastic stuff. That one is a song, I think it's called Adrian. Is that right, John?
Adrian.
What a great song. And that
Thanks.
Is in regard to?
Adrian, Texas, where 40 years ago I wrecked a driveaway car with my sister and brother in it. And we were stuck in the middle of nowhere, which was Adrian, Texas. And I heard the name the other day or a while back, and I thought, you know, I was thinking Adrian, I'll write this song about Adrian, you know, like lost love or something like that.
Right.
And I realized, you know, I should just write it about what happened. So that's where it came from.
Those tend to be the best, I think.
Yeah, they really do. The
real
ones
stories,
that just the ones that just pop out and, you know.
Well, easy. That is great. I'm looking forward to this new record.
Nice.
And I know that it's not quite complete yet, but that mix sounded pretty good to me. I think that one's got to be pretty close.
Yeah, it is pretty close. Some
right.
of them are. We've got and a little bit of work.
A number of these songs we've started playing live
mm-hmm.
also.
All right.
So people have to come out and listen to us. Invite everybody to come out. I know we're a bunch of old guys. But we've been doing it since the 70s here in Columbia. So.
And just when you think you've heard us do it all, just... Come on, we'll surprise you with something new.
You know, I've found something, maybe you guys tell me if you agree with this or not, but I think that there's a different attitude among younger people these days when it comes to older musicians. I think when I was a kid, I didn't really have much to think about or to listen to of older musicians. I think now there's a lot more respect among the younger crowd, certainly the younger musician crowd, for their older peers, because I see a whole bunch of respect for not just guys like you, but a whole bunch of the older guys around town that are playing. Durnley comes to mind among others, but there are a whole bunch of you know, guys that aren't in their 20s and 30s, but, you know, maybe in 40s, 50s or whatever, 60s, whatever, but are still putting out great music. And I see a lot of people enjoying it regardless of the age.
I think it has to do with the fact that, you know, rock and roll has been around for a while now. When we were teenagers, when you talked about old musicians, you were talking about the big band guys. Mm. You were talking about Mel Torme.
Yeah, total different
Frank
style.
Sinatra. And those were the old guys. And you kind of went, yeah, my folks listen to that stuff, but that wasn't for me. You know, whereas now, you look back 40 or 50 years and you're talking about some classic rock, you know, as being the basis for the older musicians that they listen to. You know, when I was growing up as a teenager, you thought of somebody like Jimi Hendrix. You didn't think of them as an older musician. But someone today, a teenager today, looking at that and going, you know, this came out in the 60s and 70s. This is old stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. But I think it's the rock and roll aspect of music that has really changed that thought process of what's hip and what's not, you know, as far as age goes, you know, if it was old, it wasn't hip anymore, you know, it had to be new to be hip, you know.
I got it, yeah.
And there's so much good music out there that a lot of the younger people are getting exposed to it and just going, wow, where did this stuff come from? And then they delve into it more, so they have a little bit more respect for where it comes from, I think.
Yeah. What do you think, P?
Yeah, I think that's true, and yet we had our mentors. Sure. Back there, we had Jerome, we had Mike Cochran, we had Ken Shepard, we had Lyle Harris. You know,
I guess everybody does. I mean, it's all building on what was done before you.
But I think what John said about, you know, the history of rock and roll is relevant because, you know, people in the younger generations after us have a legacy of rock music and the related genres that kind of maybe gives us all common ground.
We didn't talk too much yet about equipment, and I like to watch you play guitar because you always have a amazing selection of guitars, it seems, that you play. Do you have a preference, or do you choose different instruments depending on the style and the song and that type of thing?
That's right.
Mm-hmm. What about tunings and stuff? Do you tune all different ways as well, or do you tend to stick with a standard type of tuning?
I pretty much stick with the standard tuning. Just, you know, for my own applications, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, every once in a while, I'd go to a drop D, but, you know, usually in the groups that I play with, standard's pretty much the way I go.
Do you have a favorite instrument?
No, I have several guitars that I like, you know, equally, but they're just like tools, you know, you pull them out of the box for different songs and different styles, different bands. Same thing with amplifiers.
Yeah. Yeah,
you know, I've got some old amps. I've got some new amps.
Well, and having a studio, you probably have lots of different types of microphones as well, and again for different sounds, different applications, depending on what the artist wants or what you want to make it sound like as a producer. Mm-hmm. Or
yeah, the player, the instrument, the amp, the mic, the preamp, the effects. You know,
it's just a whole
sort of part
recipe
of the signal chain. Yeah.
Who are you working with these days? Anyone in particular you'd like to mention?
Well, I've got about 10 major projects going on. Finishing up a project with a local band called Marcella's Ghost.
Yeah, they do Roachport Store once in a while. Yeah. They're fantastic. I've seen them.
I've got a jazz combo from MU School of Music called Sharp the Nine. Ellie Grace is finishing up her record. I just finished Alan Beeson's jazz record. I'm finishing up Arthur White's jazz album.
Are you familiar with a young woman named Samantha Furkey, who's a jazz singer, and she plays
She's coming out of Lloyd's.
Yeah, she plays with a trio. Lloyd's involved in it, I think, a lot of the time at least.
She's training at his at the A-Frame, where he does all his lessons and puts his groups together, young musicians.
Yeah, I was thinking that maybe she was going to be at your place to record, because I think she's in that same gang or whatever. But she's great. Keep your eyes out for her. Yeah. All right. What else? Tony, what about you? I don't know if we've ever talked about your primary influences. Who did you like when you were growing up and kind of influenced the way you play now?
Well, when I growing up, learning the flute, really was Hubert Laws was probably number one. Not a lot of people are familiar with him, but if you look him up and listen, the Laws family was a whole family of Ronnie Laws. A lot of people remember that name. He's passed away. Great saxophone player. The whole family, though, singers and players. And he is up there with the elite on flute. jazz, flute, and classical. Got to meet him in 2005, actually.
That's awesome.
And Yusuf Latif, who a lot of people aren't familiar with, but he did a lot. He's a professor, but he's passed away now, too. You just call him the Golden Flute. He played a lot of a lot of different styles, but he excelled in looking at a lot of what Coltrane did, and then doing a compendium of musical scales from around the world, which is a standard work now. But then, you know, when I got to Columbia and I got away from the orchestral music and the flute and started to self-teach myself on saxophone, I just started playing with records. So, I mean, obviously I've experimented, you know, jamming with you know, Ian Anderson and listened extensively to Little Feet,
Little George, that was great stuff,
and a lot of other records of that, of the 70s era, you know, from rock to R&B, not a whole lot of country. Most of it was either some form of rock and roll or rhythm and blues.
I was sitting at Booch's the other afternoon with a friend of mine, and Bungle in the Jungle came on, and I hadn't heard that. I mean, I love you know, all that old Jethro Tull stuff, but I was like, man, that guy can
all the play. Concept albums of the 70s, you know,
they're so cool.
Thick as a Brick came out, I was just floored.
Yeah,
in terms of the composition and the playing.
Yeah, no, remarkable stuff. So, all right, what about contact information? If people want to get in touch with the Crawdaddies, if they want to come see you, or if they want to hire you to play somewhere,
well, every first Friday, first Friday, and we do get a great cross section of people.
Oh man, those road shows are great. You get everyone comes out for those.
We finally got outside, first time since September that we weren't either too cold or rained out.
Right,
and we continue to get record crowds out there. We had over 350 people for happy hour last Friday.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Cooper's will be coming up again in July as the full band. Of course, we'll be backing Michael Cochran. They can contact any of us. I usually keep the calendar for the band, and so if they want to contact me through Facebook or message or however you can find me, come up to me at a gig, either a Crawdaddy's gig or a Dave's gig.
Right, right.
Or occasionally I get to sit in and play with Pat Kay and the Kay Brothers.
Sure, yeah.
For certain things. And let you know if we're available for whatever you got going on.
All right, sounds good. Let's make sure people know the Dave's are playing tonight again.
7 o'clock.
Yeah, 7 o'clock or so. That'll be out at Rose Park. And again, that is the all-night happy hour or something like that they're calling it. And I think that they're also playing with Willie Carlisle and Lightning Malcolm, so that'll be a fun show tonight. All right, sounds good. Well, we got a couple more minutes. What do you got at anything else you want to say to wrap it up, John?
don't get me started. No, just I want to just once again put the word out, you know, just a shout out to KOPN. It's been so cool to be a part of it all these years, and people, you got to throw some money at us to keep us up on the air, you know. So but it's been a blast. I remember we used to do a show years ago called Boone County Live, and D'Onofrio actually had a couple guys carry an acoustic piano all the way up those front steps.
Oh my God.
And put it up here in the room so that I could play the piano and do a show, you know.
That's awesome.
We would fly in the big room and try and, you know, play something, back in the Chicory days and stuff like that. And it was funny, you know, getting calls from musician friends that are out on the road and going, hey, we heard you on the radio. Wow, you know.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
And KOPN has always been there for, you know, because it's community oriented, the community gets involved, and it's, you know, and as a musician, there's, well, there's nothing neater than hearing your stuff on the radio. I mean, come on, we all, you know, we grew up wanting that, you know, that's what it was about, you know, and so it's really nice. And then being able to look when you come in here and say, oh, there's people over in Ireland that are listening, or my sister used to dial in from Hawaii and listen to the shows when she knew I was on. And so,
yeah, we got people all over listening right now.
It's pretty neat. So
yeah, we did a the last version, live version up here of the Love Matters show with Deborah Harden before she passed away.
Fantastic.
So some great shows over here. You know, in fact, there's some talk going around we might do a reprise of that show sometime. We're trying to figure out if we can put that together again.
All right. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we are running out of time here. So, gentlemen, thank you very much for coming down. I really appreciate it. Thank you for the music. You're all fantastic musicians,
thank
and you're
so
writing
much.
Great stuff. And I really appreciate the sneak peek at the new stuff that's coming out. I'm going to play one more off of that, if you don't mind, on the way out here.
Go for it.
And then I'll bring that CD back to you in just a second here.
Great.
Okay.
Thank
all right. Stick around. We've got Diana Moxon and Speaking of the Arts coming up in just a few minutes. My name is Mike Hagan. This has been Open Mic Radio.
Hey.
Come on back next Friday. We'll have Justin Hickerson. He'll be playing some songs and singing for us. A big thank you to Andrew Ryan for coming down last week. Had a great time with him. We've got Mike Nolan, general manager of the Blue Note, will be here the week after next. Nick Gorham, Samantha Furkey, Steph Foley, John Thomas, Sutu Forte called, and she has a party going on tomorrow. You might check that out. I'm trying to get Tom Andes on the show, believe it or not, but we'll see if that can work out. But anyway, I love you all. Thanks. Have a great weekend.
You.
Enjoy yourselves.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
And here's one more from the Fried Crawdaddies.
phone's ringing. It said I just lost another friend. The telephone's ringing. It said I just lost another friend. Another hole in my life. Yes, another sad setting. Another hole in my life. Oh, another sad, sad end.